Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Racism raised its ugly head in Fortuna a couple of days ago when a prison parolee ran into a party shouting, "White Pride!" Then, along with his dad and another guy, proceeded to beat up two women and a teenage boy. This guy sure has a lot to be proud of. He gets drunk, shouts "White Pride," then with plenty of help from other men, beats up a couple of ladies and a teen. As far as I know, all their victims were white. A more apt exclamation would have been, "White morons!" All this makes no sense, but then racism makes no sense. Racism's ugly and irrational. Sadly, it is proving harder to eradicate in America and around the world than we had hoped. I read several surveys taken last year before the national election that showed racism had actually increased since the election of Barack Obama in 2008. How might we tackle racism head-on? Perhaps there's something innate in all of us that feels threatened by differences. Different race, different skin color, different language, different side of town, different religion, hair color, you name it. Differences can breed fear, and fear is the groundswell that sends the waves of hatred crashing on the shores of our lives. I read one study last year that claimed a lack of intelligence is to blame for racial hatred. The study was conducted by researchers from Ontario, Canada's Brock University. In sum, they wrote, "Right-wing ideologies, which are socially conservative and authoritarian, represent a mechanism through which cognitive ability is linked with prejudice." Another authority, Dr. Brian Nosek from the University of Virginia, explained in that same article, "Reality is complicated and messy. Ideologies get rid of the messiness and impose a simpler solution." So it may not be surprising that people with less cognitive ability will be attracted to simplifying ideologies. The logic here is that dumb people are attracted to us and them, black and white ideologies, and smart people not. Since racism is an ideology, let's get rid of the ideologies, and especially the dumb people who believe them, and the world will be a happier place. I have a problem. Liberty and equality are also ideologies. Hatred, on the other hand, grows out of the baser instincts. If we are going to make any progress against racism, don't we need to hold on to the nobler ideologies and reject the baser ones? How might we do that, you ask? Some might say we turn to the state. Here I'm doubtful. For one example, our prison system is run by the state, but most often takes a simple criminal and rehabilitates them into a racist criminal. Schools? Teachers and administrators can have a big influence on students, and I hope they will continue to take a leading role in fighting racism. But the values taught at home are most likely to stick in the long run. A real antidote to hatred and prejudice is love. Any religion, institution, or ideology worth its salt must increase our capacity to love. Love is just the only thing that there's too little of, after all. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.